This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lordy, lordy, Joe Biden's at the Twitter. I don't know if it's really Joe. You got to question that. I know who tweets for the president. He can tweet, and there's one other person who can tweet. I won't even say his name. But those are the only two people that tweet on behalf of the president. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden decided to get into the equation because he can't get in otherwise. I've been talking this week about his poll numbers, Trump's poll numbers. Nobody wants to give you real Joe Biden poll numbers. There was a fake news, Fox News poll. I call them Fox Snooze poll that had Biden leading Donald Trump by 9 points. I don't know who's on the payroll over there putting that thing out, but it was ridiculous. Donald Trump would clean the Biden's clock if he had a clock to clean. Woo! 9 points ahead. Are you out of your mind? That flip that poll around. Anything that they give you that's like that, just flip it and don't pay any attention. You're just trying to get a rise out of it, trying to trigger you. Anyway, Joe Biden tweeted this. As president, I will always choose hope over fear, unity over division, truth over lies, and science over fiction. That's what he said. So I want to translate that into our speak and tell you that what Joe Biden essentially said is, since I will never be president, I will go ahead and give you what I really believe about things, and I will always choose fear over hope, division over unity, lies over truth, and fiction over science. Why would he? And just so we're clear, Joe Biden didn't write that. Somebody wrote that and tweeted it for him. He doesn't have any level of lucidity for that. It's just the truth. Don't get mad at me. I have an uncle and an aunt who suffered from a form of dementia, Alzheimer's. Repeat stuff, you know, would forget, couldn't remember things, only remember certain aspects of their lives. I was actually surprised that my uncle and aunt would always remember me. But they remembered me from when I was a kid. They would go back to, yeah, Kevin, you remember? And I was like, yeah, I remember that, Uncle Burl. I remember that. Aunt Pi, we called her Pi, my aunt. Brother and sister. Two of four kids, both of whom got Alzheimer's. But the other two, my grandmother and her sister, her older sister. I mean, my grandmother was the oldest, and the next oldest was my Aunt Baby. They didn't get it. But the two younger kids both got Alzheimer's, died with Alzheimer's. But they remembered me. I don't know if I'm flattered by that. My uncle actually called me when he was dying. He was in the hospital. We didn't know he was dying, but he was. I mean, it was in his 70s, and he's in the hospital, so you kind of figure that. But I was in, like, Houston, and they said, Uncle Burl's calling for you. He was crying on the phone. He said he wanted to see you. My brother called me and told me this. I was like, what? So I changed my trip. Because, you know, hey, my uncle, he's asking for me. He's crying. So I go. I drive to the hospital. He was an Army veteran, Command Sergeant Major of Fort Hood. He was a very distinguished Army guy. Not a spectacular person, per se. I'm not just going to hammer him in death, but he was a mean guy. He did all kinds of crazy stuff. His wives, I should say. Anyway, I went to see him. And I come in and he's like, hey. And I knew he was going to die. Immediately. You want to know why? Because I had never seen my uncle look like that. He was always, if you know what a command sergeant major is, this is a dude that is a general of enlisted men. And he was up for sergeant major of the Army. That is how squared away he was. I'll never forget, I'm Biden in again. I will never forget looking in his closet. He asked me to go in his room and get something, and his closet was open. I've never seen a closet so organized in my life. Shoes shined on the floor, belts hung in the same place, you know, T-shirts, underwear, blah, blah, blah. Everything spaced just the way it was when I went to military school. I was like, wow. Anyway, he had Alzheimer's. You know, so and as you see people suffering from these diseases, I feel for them. Had a friend of mine, she's a professor at DePaul. Her mother developed Alzheimer's. She says, Kevin, it's a horrible thing. They diagnosed my mother to die a year from her diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And she says, at the time we were talking, she says she's been alive 5 years because there's an irony. She no longer worries. So she, you know, everything drops, you know, like all her stress levels drop. So she ultimately lived 10 years longer than they thought she would. So I'm not making fun of it by any means, but I'm telling you, Joe Biden's out of it. I talked the other day about his wife knowing this, and they should get rid of him. They should not let this man go on, but they do. But anyway, he tweets that he will always choose hope over fear, unity over division, truth over lies, and science over fiction. And as I've told you guys, you know how it is with leftists. It's just the opposite. But Twitter was not kind to Joe Biden. Here's what people wrote. One person said, you discredit all of Trump's hope in exchange for fear. You are about dividing people by race and gender. You spread misinformation. You think babies are not human life. Another person just wrote this. Google Tara Reid. She's the lady that said Biden sexually molested her, put her up against the wall, put his hand under her dress, and did what they said Trump was doing to women. And Trump only talked about it as metaphorically. Another one tweeted this. Tara Reid, Joe Biden's accuser, went to Time's Up for help in early January. They refused to help her. Time's Up is a project of, and they named this person, SKD Nick. Biden has paid SKD $806,000 since Tara asked Time's Up for help. Is SKD being paid to cover this up? Would be a shame if this went viral. Another person wrote this. Biden literally grabs women by the... It was not good news. This is why when I tell you guys, when I'm thinking about polling and things like this, I go, guys, I'm not looking at a poll. And you know, I'm when somebody tweets something, I go and see how many people respond. How many people, is it positive or negative? Let me tell you what was on this one. On this poll, this statement by Biden, there were some obvious Biden commercial pieces in there. And I will tell you, 90% outside of those, and there weren't that many of those, but you could spot them. Very easy to spot that these are his people. But outside of that, 90% negative. 90% people going, you will never be president. You have no shot. Something that will never happen. LMAO, etc. It's not going to happen. Joe Biden will never be president, and neither will the person that possibly replaces him. What will we get back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy April Fool's Day. I don't really have any tricks. I stopped trying to fool people on April Fool's Day years ago. I think it's kind of, it's fun to joke around and see if somebody's being serious about something, but it's already serious enough. There's already enough jokes out there. I want you to think about the number of jokes. The joke that the Democrats would pick Joe Biden, that's a joke. The joke that Democrats would politicize a virus that comes from China and try to blame it on the president, try to get your stock to go down to get you killed. Don't be surprised if you learn that Democrats are spreading this virus or something like that. That would not, they would not be an April Fool's. It would be for real. The April Fool's joke that New York is in the midst of being the epicenter, and they're talking about, I was talking about the other day, they had a puff piece about Cuomo, about how great he's doing these fireside chats, and they go, it's riveting stuff. People want to see Cuomo do this. This is a guy who is practically, he should be under indictment for some of the things that he's done in New York. He should be under indictment. It's a family that has ruled that state from the time of his dad, his brothers on TV. They have the triumvirate in how you keep, you know, control and run a state with an iron fist. I bet in New York you don't mess with the Cuomos. That's why, the one that's on TV, the CNN guy, remember he threatened some dude. Like, we can go right here, man. We can go right here. Because I'll call my brother. We'll get the attorney general after you. That's what they do. That's how they fight. The April Fool's jokes are all over with the Democrats. April Fool's Russian collusion. April Fool's Ukraine intimidation. April Fool impeachment. April Fool coronavirus. Let's not call it Chinese virus because April Fool, that would be racist. April Fool, Donald Trump shouldn't issue a travel ban because he's showcasing xenophobia. April Fool, Chinese people are being targeted in America because he's calling it the Chinese Wuhan virus. April Fool, all the hospitals in New York are over flood. We don't know what to do. Oh my gosh. April Fool, there are going to be 2.2 million people die from the coronavirus. April Fool, you get it? See, you would have to be an April Fool. No, you would have to be a year-long fool to believe anything that the Democrats say. It's Donald Trump's fault, right? The Chinese said that we originated the virus and took it to them. Now, we know that's not the case, but April Fool, the Democrats will say, the Chinese are right, man. We should side with the Chinese. I just want you to understand the level of tomfoolery that the Democrats try to perpetrate every day, and they believe you are going to believe it. April Fool. Except they see you as that every single day. April Fool, we don't have enough masks. Well, we just found 39 million of them. April Fool, Donald Trump didn't get us any masks. Well, you didn't order any. April Fool, Donald Trump was behind the curve in dealing with the mask. And then we find out Barack Obama never ordered any. Huh? Really? Now they're telling us we need a second stimulus. Nancy Pelosi, because they can't own the stimulus. That's Donald Trump's package. So the Democrats are going, we're going to need more money after this. April Fool, let's keep it going. Let's keep this pandemic going. Let's keep this thing going through the election cycle. Let's see what we can do to Donald Trump. What did I tell you, though? I said the minute Donald Trump got the 60% approval over Chinese Wuhan, the Democrats would have to change tactics. And what did they do? We got to give away more money. Donald Trump gave away the money. We're going to give you even more. We're going to let you stay off work even longer. You're going to make more money on welfare than you do working. We're going to do something that's going to get your attention and shift it off of Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, April Fool, when that stock market goes back up to where it was, you're going to forget that it ever happened. You starting to get the picture? Oh, boy. All kinds of interesting things going on, all because a group of people want you panicked. I talked about this the other day. The leftists rely on you to panic. Governments rely on you to panic. I have friends calling me from Spain and communicating with me. They're not calling me because I want to be truthful, but they're communicating with me from Spain and Italy and France, and they're going, what do you think about this? And I said, it's a bunch of hype. What's really going on there? They're like, kind of hypey. It isn't as bad as people make it sound. Life is pretty much going on as usual. It's not nearly as bad as people want you to believe. Interesting to me. But when I think about April's Fool and all these things that they want us to believe, all these ways that they want us to feel as though the sky is falling, you know, there are people telling you, get out of the stock market. That's the last thing you want to do. Talk to almost any financial advisor and they will tell you, leave this alone. Ride it out. Don't panic. But the left wants you to panic. I mean, April Fool, folks, there are cops guarding the toilet paper aisle in your grocery store. If I told you that on April the 1st, would you believe me? Or would you go, Kevin, that's April Fool? If I told you that there were going to be lines of people who want toilet paper, napkins, paper towels, paper towels, and you would go to the grocery store and there'd be none, you would say, Kevin, man, stop lying. If I told you that you're going to walk into the store someday and in America, and there's going to be nothing on the shelf. It's going to look like it's been picked over by locusts. You would say, man, stop, quit your line, boy. You think I was pulling your leg? If I told you that people were ready to go to blows over a loaf of bread or a breakfast cereal, you would say, Kevin, stop playing with me, dude. You making me laugh too hard. Ha! You would accuse me of playing a joke on you. April Fools. If I told you that hand sanitizer would sell for more than liquor or whatever, would you believe it? Would you believe that people were scalping hand sanitizer and toilet paper? That you had to put a moratorium that says you cannot sell that stuff for more than what you bought it for? You know, you can't price gouge. Would you have believed it? Would you have believed that eBay or something like that would have to tell you, we're going to take down your account if you sell hand sanitizer? It isn't drugs. We live in a time of April Fool. If I told you that a president who had built the stock market up to where it had crested 29,000, had an economy that where the people were, it was lower unemployment for blacks, Latinos, women than any time in history, that people were getting automatic job raises, minimum wages through their company, getting money back through their companies, had job mobility, happy every year, gone up, you know, for the retail, et cetera, et cetera. And they wanted to impeach him. You'd say, that's April Fools. Kevin, ain't no way that would happen. And all those things happen. You live in a time of April Fools. It's not just on April the 1st, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking workers at a Walmart distribution center in Virginia. Pence and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue are watching operations and talking with Walmart managers. Disruptions in the global supply chain in the area are a key concern regarding the growing coronavirus outbreak. Pence said regional distribution centers are helping keep food and supplies in American homes. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions are underway with congressional leaders regarding an infrastructure bill.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Mnuchin also says the small business loan program authorized in the stimulus package will be up and running starting on Thursday. And Americans can expect their stimulus checks later this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a little bit about leadership as well. Joe talked about bankruptcy. Joe, my memory is correct. You helped write that bankruptcy bill.
I did not.
All right.
Senators Biden and Carper have worked tirelessly for years on this legislation. And they've taken some tough votes to get it done, and I admire them for it. You would expect senators from Delaware, which is the corporate state, to do their best to get this bill through, but they did.
A few moments ago, we completed action on the bankruptcy bill. I want to particularly thank all of our colleagues for the work on the bill, in particular Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch, Senator Sessions, and others on both sides of the aisle who've been working on this legislation for lo these many years, 7 or 8 years, I was told by Senator Biden a while ago.
That was Joe Biden being caught in a lie. Bernie Sanders actually pointed that out during a debate, and then somebody spliced together two clips where, and of course Biden denied it, right? And then they found the clips where Biden's been being thanked for all of his efforts to get this bill through. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I gotta tell you, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this segment. Cause it made me think about all the things going on with, the Chinese Wuhan virus. They got, you know, states on lockdown, including my state. We're on lockdown. You can go out to get your essentials, but you can't go out and picnic and ride bikes or whatever else. You are no longer a citizen over effectively a flu virus. And they're talking, oh, it could have been a million people that died. I'm telling you, that's all hype. So Donald Trump can say, oh, only 20,000 died. And I know, you know, when the only 20,000 died, if you're in that number, it's a sad state of affairs, but you're going to be in a number. One of these days, you're going to be a statistic, a death statistic. So it is what it is. How about we just understand that and not try to make it too emotional? They've taken away our liberties over this stuff, but I'll get back to that. I want to talk about something that it cracks me up. You know things are bad in your party when people tell you that a lack of enthusiasm for your campaign is a good thing. I'm going to repeat that. A lack of enthusiasm. Now, I understand it. I understand the lack of enthusiasm for Joe Biden. I've been talking to you about this. I told you, there's nobody out there going, man, oh, man, I can't wait for that Joe Biden to become president. Woo, he going to pay all my bills. You know, remember the enthusiasm in 2008 over Barack Obama? People talking about, it's going to be revolutionary, man. I mean, some of you who voted for that clown because he's black went, man, we're going to solve all these racial problems. Everything going to be, oh, y'all were like the chick that thought she was going to get all her bills paid. Oh, there's some of you out there. Don't feel bad. We forgive you. I warned you. I said he's a silk suit and a crocodile smile, but he ain't got much more than that. And that's what he delivered. Absolutely nothing. But boy, did he have enthusiasm. Let me tell you, I don't believe we will ever see that level of enthusiasm across the board in a long time, nor will we ever have that much enthusiasm squandered. Now, Donald Trump has a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm going to get to that. But what I want to tell you is this chick, her name is Tiana Lowe. She wrote in MSNBC an opinion piece, and she said that Joe Biden's lack of enthusiasm could actually play to his favor. And I said, oh, my Lord, the Kevin Jackson Show has heard it all. And I had to come share this with you because who knew that the lack of enthusiasm could actually be a good thing? It's kind of like you go into, you're meeting the person of your dreams, right? You're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right. And you walk into some place and, you know, you walk up to a girl that you think is her. And you go, what's up, young lady? And she says, oh, it's you. Yeah, that's her. You just found her. Miss Enthusiasm. Can you believe a lack of enthusiasm is a good thing? That's what Tiana Lowe, and I will tell you, there was a disclaimer at the top of the thing that says, these are the opinions of the author. Even MSNBC had to put a disclaimer and say, look, we don't know if we are going to go all this place with it, right? A lack of enthusiasm. Where has a lack of enthusiasm helped you? Does it help you in your job? Does it help? Hey, let me tell you something. True story. My youngest son, he's down, he says to me, he's studying the chemical elements. And he bring, you know, he's going through all of them, but I told you guys we did metals before, so we were doing hydrogen. And I was telling him, you know, he's telling me the atomic, you know, it's the first element, lightest element, et cetera. And I said, you know, it's really cool because people that study quantum physics love the hydrogen atom because it's the only atom where quantum physics actually works because it's only got one electron and one proton. So there's nothing bouncing around in there to screw around with the electron. So you can apply the principles of quantum physics and they love it. I said, but when you move on to helium, you got a problem because now you got two atoms and I'm explaining how they bump into each other and they sort of mess up the whole theory of quantum physics, or, you know, how to do the math. It's complicated math. So I'm explaining this, and I was explaining the atom to my son and all this, and he comes back later and he says that his mom said that she was telling me how enthusiastic he was about how I explained it, how it made him think about it differently, and so on and so forth. And he became enthusiastic about studying the next element, and I told him how to calculate the atomic mass and the density. You know, there's a correlation between that, and you can tell where something fits in the atomic scale by how you do those math calculations and so on. It'll tell you, you know, how hard it is and so on and so forth. So he got very interested. He got passionate. Let me ask you, when you or in your career, when you find people that are like, I need to find myself and all this, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking enthusiasm for what it is that they're doing. That's what they're lacking. You've worked with people that have zero enthusiasm for their job. It is a job. It is a career. It isn't even something they chose. It's something that pays the bills. And then you've seen people that love what they do. They don't care what the money is. And let me tell you, it warms your heart to see that enthusiasm. It is a guttural response. And what the Democrats are trying to tell you, this lady, is that I don't care about the guttural response. It's not going to matter. So she says this, a new Washington Post ABC News poll has confirmed what the political commentariat has long suspected. Democrats, who previously elected our first black president and then the first female nominee, aren't terribly excited about voting for the 77-year-old Joe Biden. She tells us the obvious. You're thinking, it can't be any good news coming after this. They were enthusiastic about Obama. She wants you to believe they were enthusiastic about Hillary. They cheated to get her in. And they're going, it's super passionate. not so passionate and on Biden. That's what she's telling you. And here's what she goes on to write. Whereas 86% of registered Trump supporters polled reported being enthusiastic, just 74% of Biden supporters said the same. Now, before I even go into the next part of her discussion here, I'm going to tell you, 74% of the Democrats are not enthusiastic about Biden. That is a blatant lie. That poll, I guarantee you, is weighted in some kind of way. Because you cannot be excited about a 77-year-old Captain Demento being the head of your party. She goes on, more stark is the breakdown. Among Trump supporters, 55% reported being very enthusiastic and 32% somewhat so. That's the 87%. She said 86. She was wrong. She says for Biden, those figures were nearly reversed, with just 28% being of his enthusiastic supporters claiming they were very, and 46% saying somewhat so. So let me tell you what that 46% is. They're saying, is there anybody else? Can somebody else come along and save us? I asked you before. I said, look at Latinos excited about Biden. You think they're going to be throwing parties and Cinco de Mayo celebrations and quinceañeras over Biden? What, are you kidding? You think black folks, I ask this question, do you think black people are waiting for Biden? He's, oh, man, shoot. Woo, we can't wait to get rid of Trump and get Biden, because Biden going to change things for the brothers. Said no black person ever. You think young women care? You think educated women care? For them, it's just, okay, insert Democrat, I'll vote, but I'm not enthusiastic, which means I may not come out, which means I may have better things to do. So this is where they stand with their candidate. Not great news for Biden, but here's what she says. But it still might not matter when it comes to Election Day. When we come back, I want to continue talking about this to show you how desperate the Democrats
are. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For you, because as you've been seeing, our healthcare system seems to be crumbling underneath this crisis. There is not enough. There's not enough support for the healthcare system. There's not enough support for the American people inside of the healthcare system. Are you now reconsidering your position when it comes to single-payer healthcare?
Single payer will not solve that at all. The thing that is needed is, for example,
We have a whole number of hospitals that are being so stretched, including rural hospitals, they're going to need more financing. That doesn't come from a single payer system. That comes from the federal government stepping up and dealing with the concerns that they have, the reimbursement that they're going to get, how they're going to be able to move forward, and how they're going to be able to provide all the needed help that are needed in their communities. This is an opportunity to look at reconstructing the healthcare system in a way that, in fact, can respond more rapidly and more effectively.
That was Joe Biden effectively admitting that Obamacare sucked. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm talking about this a woman. Her name is Tiara something. Tiana Lowe of MSNBC. MSN. And she's talking about Biden's lack of enthusiasm. The people not being that enthusiastic about the candidate is actually a good thing. And here's what she says. She got the numbers wrong, but 87% of registered Trump supporters reported being enthusiastic. 74% of Biden's registered supporters said the same. But the breakdown was what got her. She says among Trump supporters, 55% very enthusiastic, 32% somewhat so. For Biden, nearly reversed. 28% of his supporters very enthusiastic, 46% somewhat so. Not great news for Biden, she says, but it won't matter when it comes down to Election Day. But she left herself some wiggle room because she said it still may not matter. I mean, that's pretty definitive. It still may not matter, or it might. In 2016, all Donald Trump had was enthusiasm. I want you to remember, anybody that you knew that was a early adopter for Trump, Robert Davi, the actor, I was with Robert, and he was an early adopter, and I'm telling you, I could name five or six of them, some you know, some you don't, who were so enthusiastic for Trump, it was insane. And I remember, because I was trying to stay very neutral, because I was on TV a lot and being asked this question, I said, I'm just going to stay out of it. But I noticed the level of enthusiasm for people that supported Trump was at a level that I didn't see in any other candidate. People supported Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others, but not like they were doing Trump. His enthusiasm rate was crazy. And let me tell you, there was no polling that was great for Trump. He was always in the 20s. Almost every poll, by the time it got to the point where he was the candidate, almost every poll, I think, except one, had him losing. Yet, Trump was filling arenas all over America with, wait for it, with enthusiastic crowds. Donald Trump was getting 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people, the same thing that he was doing leading up to the Chinese Wuhan. That's what he did leading up to the election in 2016. And people dismissed it. Democrats told Americans that Trump's crowds were not an indicator of the excitement over the candidate. They said the electorate was interested in the train wreck. They were going there to see what he was about, to kick the tires, to lampoon him, to laugh at him. They talked about his crowds were full of vitriolic people that would beat up leftists if he showed up, etc. And it got to the point where, you guys will remember this, they did everything they could to disrupt Donald Trump's events. Remember in Chicago? They paid union thugs to go down there and beat people up, and then they canceled that particular event because Donald Trump, even though the left was telling you these mean nothing, they were doing everything they could to stop it because they saw the momentum. But this girl, Tiana Lowe, wants you to believe that enthusiasm is not needed. Yeah. Well, that Trump train ran smack over Hillary Clinton, killing the hope and change that Democrats needed in order to keep screwing America. Now, how does this play in Biden's favor? For starters, she says, the Washington Post noted that Mitt Romney, John McCain, and John Kerry, who all had enthusiasm deficits halfway through their general election years, managed to narrow the gaps by November. Although, yes, all three did lose. Democrats have disproportionately reported beating Trump as their highest priority this year, and they probably won't let Biden's, get this, ordinariness get in the way of showing up to vote. So she's saying, despite Biden's lack of enthusiasm, everybody hates Trump to such a degree that they're going to race to the polls to get rid of the guy that gave them the highest stock markets ever, record days in a row of stock market growth, record days of 401k growth, which, by the way, are coming back. They mistimed this Chinese Wuhan thing, gave them the best economy. Oh, Kevin, it's going to be massive unemployment when they report the numbers, yeah? And then there's going to be massive employment right after that. So they want you to believe that the guy that everybody's got confidence in dealing with Russia, in dealing with China, in dealing with Iran, in dealing with the global pandemic and all these other things is suddenly going to become very unpopular. Why? Because people don't know him. They're going to go, we don't know. He's untested. Okay. She goes on to say this. With the coronavirus shutting down the country, even the most partisan political of people are probably thinking more about their own lives than the presidential election. The pandemic has robbed Biden, who clinched a nearly insurmountable lead over Bernie Sanders, of a chance to clinch the Democrat nomination du jour and declare himself the nominee. Two more reasons as to why Biden was going to get his butt kicked in the general election. That's even if he's the Democrats' choice. Now, you guys have heard me talking about Brutus, right? A2 Brute, lurking in the shadows of the Senate chambers. I'm talking about Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. I mean, what is this writer smoking? She chooses three previous presidential losers and marvels at how they narrow their gaps. Then she picks a virus that practically removed Biden from the news cycle. By the way, a godsend for his campaign. And she says, these are the reasons why he doesn't need any enthusiasm. There's no gain here. But then she keeps going on. She makes the case for Creepy Joe as it relates to the Chinese Wuhan virus. And here's what she says. Furthermore, Biden has made a calculated decision not to weaponize the coronavirus. Although he has enlisted a shadow cabinet of sorts to critique Trump's handling of the pandemic publicly, Biden's own criticism of Trump has followed the narrative of his campaign, focusing on Trump's personal penchant for lying without vilifying the entire Republican Party. And even Chuck Todd tried to goad Biden into claiming Trump had blood on his hands. Biden refused to take the bait. That's the honorable and right response to such a question, and although not geared at galvanizing one's political base. So what's funny is she's saying Biden didn't do what he needed to do in order to get his base enthusiastic because he took the high road. And then she says he made a calculated decision. Well, let's be clear. Joe Biden makes no calculated decisions. Yeah, he suffers from dementia, and he's incapable of coherence. If anybody calculated anything in the Biden household about strategy, it is Dr. Jill Biden. And I talked to you guys the other day, a friend of mine wrote a piece about her orchestrating this whole thing about letting her demented husband run. She shouldn't let him run. Anyway, here's some other things she goes on to say. Even if Biden maintains something of an enthusiasm gap, it may not matter as a pure issue of mathematics. Bernie Bros in San Francisco and Bushwick may loathe Biden and feel no interest in voting for him, but they'll never vote for Trump. Suburban women who flipped the House in 2018 may not love Biden, but they might turn out in greater numbers for him than they did for Hillary, the most divisive woman in politics. She wrote this. After all, even as the general election tightens, and it usually does with an incumbent, Biden has retained his dominance over Trump in swing state counties, etc. Look, I'm not even going to finish the rest of this. She's trying to make a case that Donald Trump's enthusiasm, which shows up in the polls as 87%, 55% being very enthusiastic, Biden, who's at 74%, 13 points lower, and his very enthusiastic is 28%, that is a recipe for success. That's what I want you to understand. Now, look, I'm a mathematician, and I'm a logical guy. I understand the numbers. How did you come to this? What could you possibly, the only thing you could be doing here is saying, I have to, somebody said, you got to write a puff piece for Joe Biden, and you got to make people feel good. You know, you got to find something in there that's going to make them want to, you know, support old Joe. And that's what she wrote.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.